field of eight to go around in the Apollo on Saturday, and Winx has drawn barrier three. The Southern Cross Stakes, you've got a field of 10 there. We'll check some of these fields a bit later on for you. The Light Fingers, as I mentioned there, there's a field of 11 going around in that. And the Triscay, we've got a good field, big field of 14. So that's the latest for you. We'll keep on top of that throughout the day. It is 10:03 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, I'm Jamie Rogers. The NRL has agreed to support new bail conditions for Jack DeBellin, which enables him to continue training at the Dragons and start the NRL season after pleading not guilty yesterday to alleged sexual assault. In another twist, after the government's historic defeat in Parliament yesterday, crossbencher Darren Hinch might now block the medical evacuations bill for asylum seekers in the Senate. He has requested a security briefing before he votes today. A truck diver has died after crashing into a creek on the state's mid-north coast this morning. Emergency services were called, but the driver died at the scene. A 70-year-old pedestrian has also died after being hit by a car in Sydney's east. The man died at the scene, while the male driver was uninjured and taken to Prince of Wales Hospital for mandatory testing. In sport, the A-League's 11th club has confirmed its name and its colours. The Western United Football Club will be wearing a green and black stripe. The name and colours were determined by an online poll. And Western United have also announced their first Australian signing, luring Socceroos defender Josh Risden away from the Western Sydney on a two-year deal. FFA CEO David Gallop and other senior officials are reportedly set to face a review into their positions as a result of their handling of the sacking of Matilda's coach Alan Stajic. A field of eight is to go around in the Apollo Stakes, and Winx has drawn barrier five. And racing in Britain will resume after a six-day shutdown despite four new positive tests to EI. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same English passion. Catalogue available at english.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, TAB's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 5 at Flemington and Randwick. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? TAB. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. TAB account bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1800 858 858.
Sky Sports Radio, along with Harness Racing New South Wales, are proud to support the annual Team Teal campaign. Throughout February, wins by female drivers will help collect money for the Women's Cancer Foundation for research into ovarian cancer. Go the Teal Team. Next chance to experience Kia Friday Night Racing at Canterbury Park is this Friday.
Enjoy live music and delicious delights at the Canterbury Foodies Market.
A host of kids' entertainment, including the Sydney FC Fan Zone and the nightly $1,000 cash giveaway.
With free entry, it's a Friday night carnival that everyone can enjoy.
So get your friends, family and colleagues together at Canterbury Park this Friday for Kia Friday Night Racing. Hospitality packages start at $60 in the Guinness restaurant. To find out more, visit theracers.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It's 10:07 with Sean Cosgrove racing today, Warwick Farm, and track manager Mark Jones is with me. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, what are we going to post the track at today?
Yeah, look, we're a good four with a penetrometer of 4.77.
All right, so good four, 4.77. Now, how have you been with rain and irrigation combining in the last 7 days? What's happened?
Yeah, look, back last Friday night we had 33 mil, which wasn't expected, but not to worry, and we raced Saturday. We actually just applied 1.5 mils this morning. It was 36 degrees here yesterday afternoon, got very windy. Mm. We did apply a bit of irrigation yesterday, but look, it dried before it hit the surface, I'm sure. So this morning there's no dew whatsoever. The track, you know, the leaf was quite dry, so we'll just give it a little bit of moisture, so just put 1.5 on this morning, just to sort of put a bit of moisture in the leaf and also just to dampen the fill.
All right. Now, where's the rail today going to be, Mark?
Yeah, look, we're out 3 metres. Like I said, we raced 4 days ago in the True, so we've popped it out. That's 3 metres all the way around.
All right. Are they making your grass cover pretty good?
Yeah, not too bad. It's just a little bit of wear and tear from Saturday. But look, overall, the track's in good order.
Right. Well, wish you all the best there today. Have a good day.
Thanks, Sean.
Mark Jones, the track manager at Warwick Farm. Now, first of all, Paul Joyce with us. How are you, Paul?
I'm really well, Sean. Lovely to be speaking with you this morning. And I've just got the Randwick acceptances scrolling through in front of me. So I'm looking forward to that one. But we need to get a bank together. So that's what today's all about.
Ray Hickson with us too. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, hi there, Sean. Hi there, Paul. Don't get too distracted by those fields. We've got 7 races to get through today yet, mate.
No, exactly right. No, but it's a bit hard, isn't it? When you see Winx racing, you just can't help but click on that.
Yeah.
He's got the 7 rivals, and Chris Waller's got 6 of them. Well, 6 of the 8 runners. So it's going to be a big day, but, yeah, we'll have to get through this one first.
Yeah, it will be a big day. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this track plays, actually, guys, because as Mark just alluded to there, the rail's out 3 metres. I think we were in the True on Saturday, and they didn't really go anywhere near that 3 metre part of the track. So it'll be interesting to see what the day holds.
Glenn Munsey with us. Morning, Munt.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Morning, Pa. Morning, Ray. Yeah, long day's racing. Race 5 at Darwin tonight's 25 past 7. That'll be the signature of all eyes later on today. So we might as well get into Warwick Farm. Give us a bank to get ready for the Race 5 at Darwin.
All right. Now, the first today, we put our number one to Grammy.
Yes, the first on the card today is the ANZ Bloodstock News. This is a benchmark 70 for three-year-olds over the mile, and De Grammy is not there. Came out yesterday, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Final award, odds on favourite, 165. Costello at 15, Celes at $4.60, Helga's a $5.50 chance, and Monagal is at $7. But well, it's all about final award. I don't know whether the people that got on at 22, 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 6, all the way down to 420 when it won last week, are buttering up again here. But it did go up odds against with De Grammy in the field. Actually, 220 was the best and has been a constant firm since then. Easily the best supported runner here in the first. Little bits of money this morning for Celes, and it's been 5 to 460 in the last 5 minutes. Monagal's gone 650 out to 7.
Our pace in the race is just one big question mark. Only the 5 runners, none of them seem to race as though they want the front. So it's a bit of a guessing game. Perhaps Helga, perhaps Monagal, perhaps Celes. Just don't know, Ray. So I'm not sure how they'll settle, but I'm pretty sure I know who'll be winning.
I'd have to completely agree with you. I thought probably Helga might lead, but Monagal with Rachel King, she's very good on a front runner. She might well push the button. Hard to tip against final award number 2. It'll be interesting to see what kind of a racehorse he is, because obviously he doesn't have, you know, a full field with a little bit of pace on to get back and run home. He's going to have his wits about him here. Up to the mile, you'd think he'd still be able to take care of these 4 rivals he's got. I think Helga will run a good race number 5. It's been a month or so, I think nearly 2 months since we've seen her. No, it's been about 6 weeks since we've seen a race, and she ran a little bit unlucky third behind Cossetot and Word for Word in that protest race at Canterbury we won't speak of again. 2 trials since then, I think she can give a bit of cheek. Celes whacked away behind Vega Days and Adana last start. This is a bit easier outside of final award. And Monagal in for 4th, 2, 5, 4, 6. I don't think we'll get too complicated here.
Yeah, I agree. I went 2, 5, 6, and 4. I just couldn't get away from final award, even though he's extremely short. I just think he's got a bit of X factor about him. The quick backup, Mark Unum, we'll leave that to him. Very, very good trainer. And if he's happy to back him up, I'm happy to back up again. And I think he's a good horse to kick off if you want to play a multi during the day with number 2 final award. I think Helga, she's got a win or 2 in store for her, the way she's trialling really well. Unlucky, as you mentioned, at Canterbury before that little let-up, but just that lack of race fitness at a mile today probably brings her undone against a horse like final award. I think Monagal will win her fair share of races too. She was very unlucky at Nowra, and then all I want to do was back her in a mile maiden, and Theresa Bader took her to the easiest possible mile maiden you could find, Sapphire Coast on a Saturday, and she won it by 6.5 lengths. So well done there, very astute placement, a lot harder today, but she'll win some races. And number 4, Celes, Yeah, I'm not convinced with her at a mile, but this probably won't be a genuine mile today in a small field. 2.564.
All right, we go to race two. Now here we put out 5 Dream Circle and 15 Zuriana.
Yeah, this is a Sledmere stud play here. A 2-year-old set weight maiden over 1,200 metres. Bullet Fly, the toppy, is a $17 chance. Charbroil with the winkers on today at $15. Collada at $9. Deep Chill with the winkers on but the blinkers come off. It's a $4.60 chance. Dream Circle out no deduction. Cinnamon Cloud, $151. Anude at $3.70. Estrado is at $41. Fanciful Dream at $17. Giovannina at $41. Originaire is a $10 pop. Segrill at 100-1. Singles at $26. Still Single, the favourite at $3.50. And Zuriana came out this morning, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Well, easily the best supported runner here and double the investment of any other runner, albeit not the most popular runner today so far, is a Nude here. 360 out to 370 so far today. The most popular runner today has been Still Single, who's actually 340 out to 350 today with half the total investment of what a Nude has on it. Third pick and a genuine firm this morning is Collada, $13 into $9. Absolute horror story at the other day in the Dawn Passage race.
Sure was, Munns. We'll get to that in a tick. Speed-wise, Anude, I think, will work across and probably lead them here. She's been right on pace at both of her starts today down in Melbourne. And Fanciful Dream, even though she missed a kick in her trial, she mustered quickly and ended up winning that trial by nearly 6 lengths. So I expect she'll be stamped urgent to go forward. And obviously, it's a 2-year-old race. So there's a few others that could surprise and race up there as well.
Yeah, I'd love to know the outcome of the early speed there, but look, I'm going to go with Anude on top. I must admit I was a little bit keen each way on Zuriana before she came out, but so I'll have to wait another day there. Look, you know, she's got the form on the board, Anude. She's chased home Jettastar on debut down the straight, and obviously she's going around with 44 in the Lightning on Saturday, and was then run down by Liar, who won the Blue Diamond Prelude on Saturday. So look, the form's there to suggest she's at least capable of winning races and is pretty handy. I guess it's just a matter of where she lands in the run. You know, do they push the button and go forward? Do they look to take a bit of cover? Do they look to take luck out of it? I think she's on top just with the strength of the form. Number 14, Steel Single, also comes through strong races. I thought she was okay without being outstanding in the Widden on a soft track. She's drawn well, better for the run. And you have to respect the money for her. Number 3, Collada, as Glenn alluded to, and I'm sure Paul is about to allude to, was very unlucky in the Dawn Passage race at Randwick. Not sure where he would have finished, but it certainly wouldn't have been 10th, beaten nearly 8 lengths. And number 4, Deep Chill, in for 4th. Look, you know, he's gone around behind Castelvecchio and McLaren at his 2 starts, so, you know, this would be a better indication of where he stands. Good race, 7.14.34, Paul.
Yeah, I like Collada, but I'm putting number 2 on top, Chabrol. I went 2, 3, 14 and 7. I think you can back the top 2 picks here for a good result. Chabrol at around $15. I just think the market's totally got it wrong with him. He's a colt that's only had the 1 start, trained by Jean Dubois, who's got a terrific strike rate. And this colt blew the start in a Canterbury, tacked onto the field coming to the turn, had a lap of Dorman over me, had a lap of force underneath him, and he just got cut out at about the 200. Then again at the 150, and then basically went to the line hard held, beat 5 lengths behind Castelvecchio. Now, of course, Castelvecchio's come out and won the English Millennium. So there's got to be some depth to that form line. And with any natural improvement, I notice he's put the winkers on here today. And if this horse happened to jump cleanly and put himself anywhere near the leaders, I wouldn't be shocked at all if he just won this race today at the $15. So I put him on top of Collada, who's now into the $9 mark. And he's a similar sort of story. He comes through the Dawn Passage form, which we also know is very strong, and he had the genuine excuses in that race when he was slow away and then got really badly cut out of the race at about the 250 mark when he looked to be travelling sweetly. So you've got these 2 2-year-olds that have had no luck at either of their starts, and I think the market's just got it wrong with both of them putting up double figures. Number 14, Still Single. Well, she had clear running in the Widden. She hit the line well behind Immersement and Rotator. So we know that's good form. J-Mac aboard off a lovely gate. And the 7, Anude. Well, she's been there to win both races, but, you know, she's bumped into Jettastar and Liar. So we won't hold that against her yet, although obviously the market's well and truly found her. So 2, 3, 14 and 7, without doubt, the most intriguing race of the day.
Race 3, One Dusk Falls, 9 My King's Council, out of the Bowman's Office Furniture Handicap Mums.
Yeah, first opportunity to say it today, the Bowman's Office Furniture. Good morning to Brian Rudder and all the team there. The benchmark 70, over 2,400 metres. Dusk Falls is not there. The deduction 11 cents a win and 10 cents a place. My Psychiatrist, good morning, at $15. All Cash at $4.80. Triple Hero is a $6.50 chance. Fluidity, $2.60 in favourite. Latin Light at $6.50. Red Dream at $23. Front View is a $4.20 chance. And My King's Consul won't be backing up from Kembla last Saturday. The deduction there this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. We've gone to a fresh market here. Now we're down to a field of 7. In the original market, the most popular runner and not a strong betting race was Fluidity, fractionally in front of Dusk Falls. Well, it comes out. Since we've gone to the fresh market this morning, Fluidity's gone 260, 250, back to 260. Well, nothing more than a round of drinks on it and nothing really on anything else.
Yeah, speed in the race, only a small field over 2,400, so tactics will come into play, and it wouldn't surprise me if there's a mid-race move or two, but settling down, I think Triple Hero, Latin Light, there you're two on paces with My Psychiatrist doing the trailing race.
Sounds about right, Paul. Just these 2,400-metre races midweek, I like to go for the up-and-comer in the race, and the market has found that in number five, Fluidity. Two starts ago, you know, shook off the maiden under Jason Collett by 5 lengths at Gosford. Went up to Wyong in a benchmark 64 and settled last. Collett made a mid-race move and was in front or outside the leader, who also went, so the runner-up, Fraudulent, tried to go with him. She kicked away from them around the home turn and kept going. I don't see 2,400 metres being any issue. And like I said, I think she's just the horse on the way up. And against these horses, I think that's a good formula to follow. Number three, All Cash, always a chance in these kind of races. I noticed he was accepted for Randwick on Saturday as well, so he could be in for a busy week. I'm not sure, really sure where he stands. I mean, he seems to like the sting out of the ground a bit, but his last couple of runs on the wet tracks have just been fair. Number eight, Front View, won a maiden two starts ago, and then good effort at Kembla over 24 last start. He'll be thereabouts. And number four, Triple Hero, probably leads. Hasn't won beyond a mile, but might give a sight. Fluidity to win from 3, 8 and 4. So 5, 3, 8 and 4, Paul.
Yeah, very similar for me, Ray. 5, 8, 3, 6. The reasoning similar too. I just think you found the up and coming stayer with some upside, and you know, she's won both her last starts very impressively. It's always a query stretching to the 2,400 for the four. She's run over it once and failed, but really the first time this time in that she's out for the 2,400, but the way she races, her pattern of getting back and sort of making those mid-race moves and going on with it, suggests that she'll run it right out. And of course, it is her home track, which is another advantage here at the farm. But I think number eight, Front View, is a real threat, especially with J-Mac booked to ride. His last two starts have been particularly good. I thought he was beaten by a good one there, and he's imposing at Kembla. So he'll see the trip right out. You've got no doubt with him running the 2,400. But then you have a look at All Cash, who just grinds away, probably needs further than 2,400 and will want a bit of speed on early in the race, won't want to sit and sprint. And number six, Latin Light, he can be a bit underestimated, I suppose, only had the 19th start. So I'm going 5, 8, 3, 6.
Right on to the fourth now, and we pull out the eight partners.
Yes, and race four today is the Headwater at Vinery here, benchmark 70 over 1,000 metres. And Rebel Miss is the toppie here, and she is a $6 chance. Royal Hootenanny at 41, Stefan at $5.50. Bangkok is a $19 chance. Witherspoon at $3.50. Up Trumps at $4.40. God of Thunder with a tongue tie on today, $2.90 in favourite. Partners out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place, and All in Rhythm. Lugging Bit on, the blinkers come off, the standard bit comes off. It's a $251 chance. It's all about God of Thunder here, and the vast majority of the money has come for it this morning. Already $3.60 into $2.90 today has, well, six times the amount of money on what Up Trumps has. It's been $4.60 out to $4.80 back to $4.40 today. And Witherspoon is third pick and a long way away from the other two.
Well, there'll be a good pace, 1,000 metres around Warwick Farm. They tend to fly. And God of Thunder will be right in the mix, I would expect. Witherspoon, she's got blistering early pace, as does the inside gate, Royal Hootenanny. So they're the three most obvious, but just a pass run 1,000, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting, though, with Witherspoon drawn out there in eight. She does like to lead, and 1,000 metres really suits her. So it'll be interesting to see if anything tries to hold her out. I'm hoping that they do. I quite like, certainly on an each-way basis, there's eight horses left. Number three, Stefan, the Canberra horse, he's been a real improver in the last sort of 12 months, and his effort first up at Canberra over 1,000 metres was outstanding. He took off four deep, well before the turn, and was an absolute sitting shot. They beat the rest by five or six lengths, and he was only first up. He ran really well in a couple of stronger or at least comparable races to this back in the end of his last preparation, a fourth to Sharp Hustler and Condor Heroes, and a third to Our Dasher at Canterbury. So I think he's going to get a nice run just off the pace, and hopefully he gets a chance to hit the line. So three on top, Stefan, one Rebel Miss. Well, she went for home about the 450 at Warwick Farm last start and was caught in the last few hops, and she's the horse type of horse that you need to take off about the 100 metre mark with her run. She's got a short, sharp dash, and she has to be really really well timed. So home track again, and she gets her chance to win a race. Five Witherspoon will give a sight. And I really don't know what to do with God of Thunder number 7. He could come out and win and blow them away, or he could just be thereabouts. He's been very mixed in his four starts. When he's looked good, he's looked very good. He's trialled well around Brutal and Coterie recently. So respect the money there, but I don't really think he could have any of mine. Three on top, certainly each way, from 1, 5, and 7, Paul, in a hard race.
It is a hard race. And look, I've got God of Thunder on top, but I respect what you say about him. I've gone 7, 3, 1, and 6. Just going off that trial at Rose Hill, I could back him. He trialled extremely well with Brutal and Coterie, as you mentioned. I thought, he was going as well as Brutal through the line, and if he can run up to that trial, he'll win this race, especially from the good gate. And Coterie ranked that trial form by running really well on Saturday. He went out on a winning note. He won impressively at Rose Hill, admittedly in a small field that hasn't thrown much form, but nevertheless, he got the job done. He's only lightly raced. He's from Team Hawks, and there's been good support for him. So there's enough there if you wanted to throw something good on him today. I wouldn't suggest otherwise, because I couldn't back much else to beat him apart from maybe that Stefan that you gave a really good account of. I thought he had some upside. He goes well for the jock, loves the 1,000 metres, and he'll be the one to pounce if God of Thunder doesn't deliver off the trial. Number one, Rebel Mist. I couldn't back her to win, but she's a must if you're playing Quinellas or Trifectas. She had the race shot to bit the other day and didn't turn it up as such, but she just hasn't won for so long, 74 weeks. So she's just forgotten, really, how to put a race away. And number six, Up Trump. She's got a slightly tricky gait there today, but he's always good here at Warwick Farm, and he's another one that, if the favourite doesn't fire, well, he could definitely win. 7, 3, 1, and 6 for me in the fourth.
Now, the fifth, we put out the four Firminar Lad.
Yeah, this is the Inglis Country Highway, a benchmark 80 over 1,300 metres. Now, if any of these horses win the Inglis Country Highway, whether it be Fun Tickets, Our Rose Marie, Inch Perfect, or Safe Landing, the trainers there, Maddie Dale, Terry Robinson, the Joseph Jones conglomerate, and Kurt Goldman, are eligible for a $50,000 credit from Inglis when purchasing a yearling out of the Highway or the Book 2 sale tomorrow at the Riverside Stable. So there's a Country Highway on, and there's a Provincial Highway, which is the next race, and there are eligible runners in that as well. So give them a cheer. The trainers will be, of course, Fun Tickets, Our Rose Marie, Inch Perfect, and Safe Landing. The market here on the fifth, Professor Marks is a $31 chance. Catan at 14. Common Purpose is a $3.70 favourite. Famana Lad came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Crata V at $34. Fun Tickets at 16. Pierino at 7. Our Rose Marie at 9. Valerie at $5.50. Inch Perfect is a $71 pop. Dream Builder at 23. Sid's Footprints at $4.80. And Safe Landing with the winkers off is a $9.50 chance. Slightly more money for Sid's Footprints than any other runner here. Today has been 480 into as short as 440 back to 480. Second pick today and third pick overall is Val Ree, who's been 750 to 550 today. Second pick overall, but third pick today has been Our Rose Marie, has been $8 out to $9. They're the top three in the Country Highway, race five.
speed in the race, I think Sid's Footprints will find himself in front, stepping up from 1,100 to the 1,300 today. Common Purpose, Barrier 1, Hugh Bowman. We'll leave that to Huey. He'll work out where he wants to be. 13 Safe Landing will be up there, thereabouts with them. And Piorino and our Rosemary, certainly capable of settling close up, right?
Yeah, I think you've got that pretty well right. Look, I'm thinking, and I'm hoping that Terry Robinson has the $50,000 to go and throw at the highway sale. Tomorrow, I like our Rosemary, particularly on an each-way basis at that $9. She was in outstanding form in the highways, winning back-to-back highways at Rose Hill in the early summer, and she was given a freshen up then by Terry Robinson, dropped back to the 1,000 in the Rebel Miss race on the public holiday Monday, just after Australia Day. And tell you what, she was a little bit stiff not to win the race, or at least get a lot closer than the 1.7. She was, you know, out-sprinted there early on, but she was hitting the line well and then just ran into a traffic jam. You wouldn't think you could in a five-horse field, but she must have just been going so well at the time. She took Winona by surprise and she had to take hold late. So I quite like her drawn out there. I wouldn't mind if she just sort of sat back off them and swept around at one particular stage, but I certainly think she'll run very well. Number three, Common Purpose, a logical danger for me. He won pretty well first up at Canterbury, running down Lucan Ladd when, according to trainer John Bateman, he was about 80% fit. If he wins this race, he can't run in the country championship qualifier, and he can win this race from barrier one with Hugh Bowman. So speaking to John yesterday, and he basically said, you know, the owners are happy to win races, so if he wins this race, they won't mind missing the championships, which is very interesting. In for third, number seven, Piorino. I think he's much better suited at 1,300 metres than he was at the behind I Am a Cool Kid, where he, you know, everything got out-sprinted there. And number six, Fun Tickets, for fourth. I think he was very good late on that public holiday meeting behind Molly Fight. I have to respect Sid's Footprints as well, Paul, but you can't tip them all. Eight, certainly each way, 3, 7, 6.
Yeah, I'm with you. We've got the same Quinella here. I'm 3, 8, 9, and 12. I'm with Common Purpose on top. He's the obvious one. Barrier 1, Hugh Bowman, he's won four of his last five starts. He was very good first up, as you said, 80% fit, still wins from a wide gate around Canterbury. So he's got to be the horse to beat today, and he should get a lovely run. 8, our Rosemary, she's got a slightly sticky gate, but if Winona can find a spot with her, and as you said, Ray, she was finishing all over top of them there over the 1,000 here a couple of weeks ago, and I think she's still got better races in store for her. Number 9, Valerie, she's terribly out of the gate. She'll probably be back near last, but she's got a big finish on her, and her first up run at Port Macquarie was really good for the 1,300 second up. So I think she's a must if you're playing your trifecta's first fours. And number 12, Sid's Footprints, just not sold on the 1,300, but if he gets a softish lead with 53 kilos, I'm sure he'll be there for a long way. He is coming through a superior form race behind Sylvia's Mother and Wonder Babe last start at Randwick. So he is very well in at the weight. 3, 8, 9 and 12 in race 5.
We go to race 6, take out 7, McCormick and 11, Miss Reed Noble.
Yeah, now this is the English Provincial Highway. Once again, a benchmark 70 over 1,300 metres. The eligible runners here and their trainers. Done a Ton for Gary White. Aliferous for Chris Lees and Burden of Proof for Teresa Bate up there. The three eligible runners for the $50,000 credit to the trainers there, courtesy of Inglis's, to be spent at the highway, the Book 2 sale tomorrow at the Riverside Complex. And the market here on race number 6 has Ever So Natural, a $21 chance. Laszlo at 10. Archidemus, the $2.10 favourite. Done a Ton at 15. Juventus at $6.50. Frankly Awesome, when the synthetic hoof filler on the off